Do not be afraid. Stand firm and see the deliverance that the Lord will accomplish for you today. Boy, that just makes chills go down my back. Do not be afraid. Stand firm and see the deliverance that the Lord will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall never see again. The Lord will fight for you, and you have only to keep still. Isn't that cool? Now, we know the story, don't we? So we have kind of a disadvantage of the awe that's taking place here. But finally, the people, because of what Moses said, finally the people believe, right? Everything is okay, isn't that right? Am I speaking Spanish today? Am I hard to follow today? Finally, we all know this Hebrew people, don't we? Finally, everything was okay, and they just went on their merry way, and the Egyptians are behind them in the bottom of the sea, right? And they just live happily ever after. Isn't that right? Well, you know, we come to our scripture today. Then Moses ordered Israel to set out from the Red Sea, and they went into the wilderness of Shur. They went 3 days into the wilderness and found no water. When they came to Marah, they could not drink the water of Marah because it was bitter. That is why it was called Marah. And the people complained. So let me see. Let's just kind of recoup here. So all the plagues, right? Firstborn are killed. And they leave. Pillar of fire by night, pillar of cloud by day. All right, can you picture this? They get caught up against the Red Sea with Pharaoh's army coming up against them. God blows an east wind and dries up the sea. And they walk across and Pharaoh's army is killed in the sea. And they run up against not having water. And what's the first thing they do? Complain. What shall we drink? And what does Moses do? Sometimes I think God just must think we're the biggest set of whiners that's ever existed, right? He cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a piece of wood. As always, who is faithful through this story? The Lord, that's exactly right. Moses threw that piece of wood in the water, and the water became sweet so they could drink the water. Moses is even crying again. In chapter 16, the people complain again and manna and quails are given. In chapter 17, there's no water again. And guess what? The people complain again and water is given. Now, I hope you're seeing a common theme here. There are several common themes. There are actually two common themes. And there's one theme that kind of goes back and forth. One is the people. The people are consistently, what? Complaining when something doesn't go their way. They complain at the first sign of trouble. There is another actor in this play that is extremely consistent. Who is that? God. God is always what? God is always faithful. See what I mean, how it slides around? God is always faithful. He gives them what they need to survive. Now, Moses, we kind of find in the middle. He kind of bounces around. Sometimes, like before the Red Sea, he says, calm down, be faithful, right? But then when there's no water, he once again turns around and complains to God. So we're finding this throughout. We continue into chapter 19. And God descends on Mount Sinai in a dense cloud, and His voice is heard like thunder, and the Ten Commandments are given. And in chapter 32, it says Moses had been gone for 40 days and 40 nights. Now, something you need to understand. Does that sound familiar, by the way? All right. Something just to keep in mind. Many times, it's kind of like Jesus says you need to forgive 70 times 7. That doesn't mean that you forgive 490 times. That means you forgive a lot. You always are to forgive people. All right? Well, that's kind of like 40 days and 40 nights. In other words, the Bible's saying Moses was gone a long time.